Tell us a little bit about the study that just came out of Sweden that is just so alarming.
The news is buzzing out of Lund University, Malmo, Sweden. Marcus Alden is the first author. The first demonstration in a human hepatic or liver cell line that the Pfizer vaccine, in fact, reverse transcribes and installs DNA into the human genome.
Wow.
And so in simple terms, what does that mean, Dr. Bartlett?
Thank you for making it simple. So basically, there's an enzyme that can take that messenger RNA vaccine information and put it into the DNA of the person, into their DNA. Mm. And we were told that could not happen. So this is in a lab, but it's showing
really?
That the you remember the vaccine is messenger RNA.
Yeah.
And we were told that that messenger RNA could not go into your DNA, but this is showing that in a lab it can.
And so what happens when it does, Dr. Gold?
Well, can I answer slightly different than your question?
Yeah.
So one of the fun things about the last couple of years being a doctor and lawyer is this is a very interesting opportunity, and I think we're going to be bringing another lawsuit because there's actually federal law that you cannot discriminate against people for genetic discriminations. I forgot the acronym. I think it's GINA, G-I-N-A.
GINA,
right? So this now opens the door to saying that if you're not allowing somebody in who chose not to get the shot, that you're actually engaging in genetic discrimination. So I think there's
oh,
this
wow.
Sweden study, I think, opens the door to a new type of lawsuit.